Today is primary day in Arizona. Voters are deciding a number of races. Among the highlights, Arizona Senator John McCain is running against former state Senator Kelly Ward and other challengers. That's in the Republican primary. The East Valley's 5th congressional district has attracted 4 candidates in the GOP primary to replace the retiring Matt Salmon. And 5 Republicans are running in the 1st district, which includes most of eastern Arizona, in an open seat there. There are also legislative primaries and one on the GOP side for the Corporation Commission. Polls are open until 7 tonight. We'll start getting results around 8. Those watching for those numbers online will notice a new website tonight. The Secretary of State's office has enhanced its site to provide real-time results, among other improvements. Joining me to talk about that, as well as other issues primary related, is Dan Hunting, a senior policy analyst at the Morrison Institute for Public Policy at ASU. And Dan, let's start with the new website. What's the significance of it? Like, do things like this matter?
Well, they certainly matter to people that will be following the elections closely. If you are a candidate or somebody that is intensely interested in a particular issue, and you're one of those people that is staying up late, punching the refresh button to find out how the votes are coming in, it will be of interest. It obviously won't be changing the outcome of any elections that way. That's not changing voting patterns in any way. But it certainly will be a convenience on top of the already good service that the Secretary of State's office has done for years at putting data out there available to the public.
Let me ask you about today's election in general, and specifically about voter turnout. And this year has seen so many elections already, an abnormally large number of times that Arizonans have been asked to vote. I'm curious if you think that will have any kind of impact on voter turnout, the number of people who either show up at the polls today or vote early.
That's a good question. Traditionally, presidential years have a higher level of turnout, so we can expect a good turnout in November. How that plays out in the primary is a little different matter. I expect that there has been a lot of interest in some of the races, the District 5 race, the Senate race with John McCain having primary opposition. That will probably turn out some people. You never expect the primary turnout to be as high as that in a general election, though.
What has been the breakdown recently of early voting versus day of voting for the primary?
I don't know the exact percentage, but it's a great majority of the vote has been early voting.
Do you think that might be even more so this year because of the long lines and sort of all the attention that what happened during the presidential preference election earlier this year got?
I think that's just a trend in general. Most people are going towards that online voting, the idea of going towards going down to your local polling place and casting your ballot is not the way most people choose to vote these days. I think that's a general trend, regardless of what's going on. And maybe the past problems we've had will accelerate that trend. Certainly the fact that it's August, and if you're thinking about standing outside in the heat, that's not as nice as maybe in a November general election. So that might be an effect, too.
Do you think the fact that each of these different elections that we've had already has had different rules as far as who can vote, how you vote, where you can vote. Will that have any kind of impact on what happens today, do you think?
I honestly don't know. Those rules can be complicated and frustrating. I think, though, that people that show up, and certainly the early voters, get mailed the ballots. So I don't think it's going to be as much of an issue with that.
Is it a problem to you that turnout for primaries is so low? I mean, should we be looking at ways to try to raise that number?
Well, I'm always a fan of increasing turnout. That's what democracy is about. However, just the reality is that primaries cater towards the people who are most engaged in one party or another. So I think that's just kind of a fact of human nature that will be with us for a while.
That was Dan Hunting, a senior policy analyst at the Morrison Institute for Public Policy at ASU. And be sure to stick with KJZZ for primary coverage. We'll have updates throughout the evening and special coverage starting at 9.